Soko izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7. Ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 25 kuNhlangula 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kuyasiafekta kakhulu ngoba amabhizinisi ethu alama peak hours lapho sithola khona imali, but isikhathi sakhona ongananzelela sokungu 8 to 3 ama business hours, which afekta kakhulu ngoba abantu 3 o'clock abantu bazesibamele sebebuyele emakhaya.
Abaphila ngokuzisebenza koBulawayo bathi akula ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokuba bemukele isiqondiso sokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu, kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe yase-Afrika amanyane ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kulelizwekazi lemhlabeni jikelele. Ukuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday, silomculi womdumo kamasikandi u-Anthony Chuma owazakala ngegama lokuthi ngumlanje wechishi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizosizwa kulo msakazo. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bathi kulabantu abalitshumi lasikhombisa ababulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo kuthi abedlula amakhulu ayisificaminwembili 826 bafunyanwe belegcikwane leli. Lokhu kudale ukuba amapholisa koBulawayo aqinise isiqondiso sokuvimba ukuhamba-hamba kwabantu kusukela ngehola lesithupha ntambama kusiya kwelesithupha ekuseni. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba koBulawayo.
Iningi labaphila ngokuzisebenza koBulawayo bathi akula ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokuba bayamukele umgoqo osubekiwe wokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu, kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. Unkosikazi Debra Mugasa, omunye wabaphila ngokuzisebenza, uthi isikhathi esibekiweyo sibathwalisa nzima.
Kuyasiafekta kakhulu ngoba amabhizinisi ethu alama peak hours lapho sithola khona imali, but isikhathi sakhona ongananzelela sokungu 8 to 3 ama business hours, which afekta kakhulu ngoba abantu 3 o'clock abantu bazesibamele sebebuyele emakhaya.
Unkosikazi Mugasa uthi isinqumo sikahulumende sokuba babe lezithupha zokuba bahlabile ukuze bathengise yiwephula ilungelo loluntu.
Singananzelela ekuqaliseni uhulumende wathi ayiso force matter unqaka leso sokuthiwa abantu ukuthi ukuthi beqalise ukwenza amabhizinisi abo kumele bebe lama-certificate. So ungathi ufosa abantu amalungelo abantu sesephulwa lapho.
Umqondisi wenye inhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa eBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, umnumzana Michael Ndiweni, yena uthi okuhle ngale i-lockdown yikuthi abavalelwanga ukusebenza.
Lockdown le vele yinto besiyikhangelele, kodwa okuhle ukuthi awumiswanga umsebenzi abantu abazisebenzayo, kuyibo abaphethe vele umnotho welizwe.
Uqhubeke ekhuthaza abantu ukuba bayehlaba ijekiseni yokuvikela ukubamba i-COVID-19.
Kumani liyehlaba ijekiseni, njalo sihulumende yenze ijekiseni le itholakale lasemalokishini ebantwini. Kunzima ukuthi abantu bethathe imijovo baye endaweni lezi ezikhona kathesi.
Phezu kokuba abantu bengahamba-hambi kusukela ngehola lesithupha ntambama kusiya ngehola lesithupha ekuseni, uhulumende uphinde wathi wonke umuntu ophila ngokuzisebenza usazamele abe letafula lokusebenza andubana esethe wahlaba ijekiseni e-COVID-19 vaccine, okuyinto esolwa ngabaphila ngokuzisebenza njalo bengavumelani lehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu ukuba bavale ibhizimusi. Namhlanje koBulawayo ayisiwo wonke amabhizimusi alandele isikhathi sokuvala okugoqela abaphila ngokuzisebenza. Kunje sebesedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa 725,582 abantu asebenelise ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala e-COVID-19 vaccine. EZimbabwe jikelele njalo sebezinkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amane lengxenye 467,733 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikoBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Imigoqo emitsha efakelwe ezinye indawo zakoBulawayo kulandela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus ikhanya ingalandelwa ngabanye abalokhe bezihambela bengaqezwe phakala njengensukwini kungakhathalekile lokumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Uhulumende wazise ukuba indawo ezivalisa isigaba senkulumane okugoqela amalokishi wonke angcelelane lelokishi leli emakhandeni lamalokishi aseduze kanye lalawo okuthiwa i-Northern Suburbs agoqela impopho mamzelikazi Luveve nenzikini yedolobho lamanye aseza kuba phansi kwemigoqo yokwenqabela igcikwane leli. Kodwa kubikwa kungelamehluko ngoba abavela lapho okuthiwa kungcono bazingenela abaphomisa ntando lapho kulenani eliphezulu labaligcikwane. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uxoxele isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo unkosikazi Nokuthula Ndlovu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Angikwazi ukuthi lapha ememetheke khona kakhulu yini ukudlula ezinye indawo zonke koBulawayo. Kodwa ngombono wami okade kuqakathekile ukuthi njengelizwe uma kusiba le lockdown abantu babe lezinto zonke abazidingayo emizini yabo ukuze bengahamba-hambi. Okwenza abantu bagcwale basabalale badinga ukuziphilisa, badinga imali ze-school fees, abanye badinga imali ze-renti, abanye badinga nje ukuthi vele bayazisebenza. Abantu bakhutshwa ezindlini ludubu abalukhangele insuku zonke. Kodwa indawo lezi ezifakwe under i-lockdown kuliqiniso sibili ukuthi ngama hotspots abonakale ukuthi abe under i-lockdown.
Selike lezwa na ukuthi bakhona ababotshiweyo besephula imigoqo nale esifakiwe, njalo ungasitshela ukuthi bayisaba yini abantu ukuhamba ngesikhathi esithiwa kasi savunyelwa i-curfew le esikhona?
Athi ngibe ngingakezwa ukuthi bakhona asebebotshiwe ngokuhamba-hamba ngemva kwezikhathi lezi esezibekiwe ukuthi between 6 and 6 abantu bangahamba-hambi kulezi ndawo. Ngibe ngingakezwa lutho. Kodwa i-COVID ikhona, i-COVID-19 pandemic ikhona sibili esigabeni. Kodwa ukuthi abantu abaningi balayo, abantu abaningi bayafa, hayi konke lokho angike ngikutsho ngoba angila lwazi ngakho kangako. Kodwa ngokubona izinqumo ezithathwayo nguhulumende lakho khonapha koBulawayo kumele kube khona okukhona ngalolu daba lwe-COVID-19.
Lona udubo lodaba lona lolo le-coronavirus lunjani khona ngapho esigabeni elihlala khona? Lumemetheke okokuthi imigoqo le efakiweyo ibimele na ifakwe?
Abantu bakithi bangesaba sibili ukubotshwa, kodwa ukuthi abantu labo bahambe ngezikhathi bayefika emakhaya ngezikhathi kube kuqakathekile ukuthi amabhasi lezimoto zokuhambisa zibe khona ngezikhathi abantu bahambe bayefika emizini yabo ngezikhathi. Izikhalazo zabantu ukuthi lamabhasi akhona athatha isikhathi ukuthi abe khona, le kombi ezivunyelwayo ezezukho zilutshwana. Yikho kuningi sibilo kade kumele ukuthi ngabe siba lokuzwelana ngoba hayi abantu benza abakwenzayo ngodubo. Akula umuntu ophume emzini wakhe sithi ngisake ngiyekwephula umthetho. Abantu baphume ezindlini ngendlala lodubo.
Unkosikazi Nokuthula Ndlovu, umhlali wakoBulawayo, obekhuluma icingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7. Na Patrick Chinamasa obambe okwesikhatshana isikhundla sokhangelane lenhlelo zokukhanga abantu ukuba bangene kubandla lezano PF uthi uhulumende kasoze yavumele ukuba abahlala emazweni bevote kukhetho lweZimbabwe bephandle kwelizwe. Lokhu sokucunule abaningi abahlala kwamanye amazwe abafisa ukuvota. UGistube usethulela lolu daba ngoceleyo.
UChinamasa owethule lokhu emsakazweni we-ZBC ngesikhathi ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba eHarare uthe kumele wonke umuntu ofisa ukuvota ahambe eZimbabwe uyabhalisela ukuvota. Uthe kungeke kwenzakale ukuba kube lendawo zokuvota emazweni lapho abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala khona ngenxa yokuthi akukho emthethweni. Uphinde wathi kunzima ukuba ibandla lakhe likhankase emazweni athiyeneyo ngoba inkokheli yebandlaleli yafakelwa izijeziso zenoto ngamazwe entshonalanga. Abahlala emazweni athiyeneyo bathi kuyadanisa okwethulwe nguChinamasa. Omunye wabadanileyo ngunkosikazi Siphiwe Sithole ohlala kule Ireland.
Owami umbuzo kuPatrick Chinamasa ngaleyi statement yakhe yokuthathi singavota sibuye sizoregister. Uthi sibuya njani njengoba sazi ukuthi kuvaliwe kakuhambeki ama-borders are closed. Akulula ukubuya sizoregister. Siyehluleka ukuzongcwaba abazali bethu bebhubhile kodwa kuthiwe buya uzoregistela ukuthi uvote. Why can't I register electronically ngilapha engikhona?
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Nkululeko Gobala Ntamathe ohlala eGoli kwele South Africa.
Uma bengasivulela ukuthi thina sivote singaphandle kwamazwe angeke bethole lutho, bazathola zero. Yingakho befostela ukuthi abantu bebuye ezweni bezovota bekwazi ukuthi akekho umuntu ozokhululwa ngumlungu. Siyavota ezweni leZimbabwe because asina maphepha, asinani. Uyakwazi ukuthi uma usiyavota leyo siyaphenduka ithola umsebenzi ungasikho.
Umnumzana Danny Moyo ohlala kule Melika laye uthi imbi kakhulu inkulumo kaChinamasa ngoba abadabuka eZimbabwe bathuthukisa umnotho welizwe.
Indaba ye-diaspora vote yindaba eqakathekile kakhulu since abantu bakithi abaningi bahlala emazweni njalo futhi abantu bakithi yibona abanceda umkhonomi weZimbabwe ngokuthumela izimali okuthiwa ngama-remittances.
Kodwa umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba okubandla leZANU-PF uyakusekela okukhulunywa nguChinamasa.
Ubaba uChinamasa into ayikhulumayo iqondile njalo isemgceke ngoba ludaba oluhlezi luvele lukhona egudwini. Udaba lwama-sanctions, udaba lokuthi kanti nxa sokuthe kwakhona ngale ama-diasporans evote khona ngale azabe ekungalithwa mbani wangithi na. So kababuye bezovota ekhaya.
Isisekelo sombuso welizwe leZimbabwe sikubeka sobala kusigaba songamathumi ayisithupha lasikhombisa ku-section 67 ukuba zonke izizalwane zeZimbabwe zilelungelo lokuvota. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngingukhipha Sidube.
Talk namhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela ukukhuphuka kwenani lase bebulawa yi-COVID-19 kanye labafunyana bele gcikwane leli eZimbabwe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe aseAfrika amanyane ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kuleli zwekazi lemhlabeni jikelele. Evula ngokusemthethweni umhlangano womanyano wamazwe e-Afrika we-Pan-African Postal Union namuhla edolobheni le-Victoria Falls, umongameli Mnangagwa ukhuthaze izizalwane ze-Afrika esizihlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi zithuthukise imnotho yamazwe azo. Lanxa iningi lisithi imbuthano efana lale ichitha imali engasetshenziswa ngamazwe la, umnumzana Innocent Njibali, umkhokheli webandla le-Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, uthi uyasekela leli nyathelo.
Ye, kuqakathekile ukuthi i-Afrika ibe lama-platforms anjengawona lawa ngoba it is such platforms as discussa ama-problems involve i-Afrika. I-Afrika kufuze ivusa amehlo inazelele ukuthi imiyodwa ama-Western countries are withholding i-vaccine and i-leadership yama-countries kufuze ukuthi ibe khona. Angiboni kulodubo ukuthi kule problem ye attendance ka president welizwe lo deputy wakhe, but okukhona ukuthi i discussion okufuze ibe laphana ukuthi how can we ensure that the vaccine is accessible across the continent, across villages, across ama communities. How can we make sure ukuthi any African anywhere in Africa can access i vaccine nxa umZimbabwe ne South Africa Africa ube le access to i-vaccine. Nga umSouth African use Zimbabwe ube le access to i-vaccine.
Okungenziwa yilawa amazwe ukuthi athuthukise imnotho yawo kuyini?
Sisi sithandekile, ama-countries, ama-African countries must remove ama-borders immediately. Ama-borders must fall. I-ownership yama-minerals, i-ownership ye-land must be the order of the day i-onwa nabantu abamnyama. Kufuze i-Africa jikelele, ibe i-reconstruction site, kudivelope ama-roads, kudivelope ama-buildings, ama-dams, ama-buildings, ama-dala elungiswe. Kube lomsebenzi for ama-youth across Africa, ukuze umnotho ube khona. Njalo ama-sanctions e-Zimbabwe or in any African country, kumele siti maesuswe. Ama-African countries must allow ama-small-scale miners, njenge Zimbabwe. Africa must be very clear ukuthi kufuze ibe one country. I-Africa kufuze ibe borderless. Ngoba singaba borderless, sizaba le population e 1.3 billion abantu. And then sizaba le GDP e 1.3 trillion. And that will give us ukuthi sibe lamandla okunegotiate lama countries wona lawa amakhulu. How can America ele 325 million people inegotiate labo Swaziland, labo Zimbabwe and so on? I America ele 19 trillion GDP. No, let us open our industries ourselves using knowledge, using e-training yabantwana base Africa. And the education across Africa may be free, but ibe of high quality. And ezinye izinto mazifundiswe ngama local languages, including all science, including all agriculture, including all maths, so that we can empower our communities. Ngiyabonga.
Lo ngumkhokheli we-Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, umnumzana Innocent Ndibali, obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ebobulawayo. Izakhamizi zeCholocho ziveza ukukhathazeka ngokuqhutshwa komsebenzi wezemfundo lokhu kwaqhamuka i-COVID-19 yakenye, besithi sebebanjwa ngamandla ukuhlawulela indleko zesikolo kodwa ababalisi bengafundisi. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ubikwa usudale umonakalo emangweni wephumula esiqintini seCholocho emathebheleland North. Unkosikazi Mayina Nkomo ongumzali ohlala kulumango ngomunye wabakhathazekileyo ngesimo se-COVID-19.
I-COVID isiphathe kube ebantwaneni besikolo. Phezu kwakhona oko kuthiwe khona bhadala umntwana engafundanga, sabhadala izimali abantwana bengafundanga. Yikho kusiphathe nzima khona ukuhlala. Kulothi ngayo uyasinceda sathi bafunde mahhala ngoba i-COVID-19 imali yasibulala.
Okusekelwe ngunkosikazi Senzeni Clark laye oyisakhamuzi seCholocho.
I-COVID-19 ibathi sikhona iCholocho kodwa thina sikayiboni ngamehlo. Sicela ukuthi ngayo bayasincedisa ukuthi ingathuthukiye phambili, iyehle iye phansi.
Unkosikazi Simangaliso Khumalo yena ucele uhulumende ukuthi athathe amanyathelo.
I-COVID-19 isiphathe kabuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ngokuphela kwesizwe okukhona lezinganeni besikhala ukuthi ngalibani uhulumende angasinakakela ukuthi angasivikelele ebantwaneni lakulaba abazithweleyo ukuthi enxa isizwe sethu singathuthuka ngoba isizwe siyaphela.
Unkosikazi Sithembile Khumalo ukhala ngodubo olubhekane labantwana besikolo.
Isihluzuze kakhulu labantwana bezikolo, sikhalela abantwana bakithi nje abantwana zinsizi ukuputa abantwana abasafundi abasathini. Yikho kusuke kusihluzuze kakhulu nge-COVID.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala uthi ukhathazeke ngenhlawulo esizafunakala ezikolo ngesikhathi se-COVID-19.
Nasindaba abantwana bayesikolo kodwa bathichawayo. Abantwana batshana behlezi bodwa. Ngibhodile mane izikolo zonke ngaphicuthu ufice headmaster kuphela. Elo bhengula ngifice headmaster lo deputy wakhe lo sewofisini o-office odile. njengeze Tumpopo mangapa ufutonga da teacher unga daba nikunga bantu anabutwa bilala biprodusa wula social distancing wula mundu oba jenisa uchive mazi patinja oba kuza maske flyer all over uyazi vele katuza wa hini kono kuvele
uhulumende usethembise ukuba izikolo zizavulwa kodwa okwamanje ilizwe liphansi kweziqondiso ze lockdown ngoba ihlandla lesithathu le COVID-19 selithe lahlasela elizweni lenani lababanjwa bele COVID-19 liya likhuphuka loba nje izikolo bezikhanyelelwe ukuvulwa ngeviki ezayo ngimela iStudio 7 yokubulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Zemidlalo owayengukaputeni weqembu lenguqu eleDynamos kanye lelesizwe elama-Warriors uMishek Chizamba kaseyekhong intatha yezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngoceleyo.
UMishek Chizamba wedlule emhlabeni ngolwesine ebusuku ngemva kokugula kwesikhathi eside. UChizamba ube ngukapteni wokuqala weqembu lesizwe lama-Warriors ophakamise inkezo ngemva kokuba leli qembu linqobe kumncintiswano weSekafa Senior Challenge Cup ngomnyaka ka-1985. Uphinde njalo waphakamisa inkezo yeCOSAFA esengumqeqeshi weqembu lama-Warriors ngomnyaka ka-2000. Umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yentatheli zindaba zemidlalo yomhlubulweni wezansi kwelizwe eSports Journalist Association eSports Southern Region uLove Modube uthi ilizwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu ngokubhubha kukaChizambwa.
Umdlalo wenguqu ulahlekelwe yingcithi ebivimba okukhulu kwamagama. Umemva laphana kuDynamos wama kuZimbabwe waba ngumqeqeshi wanqoba umsebenzi awenzileyo uyabukeka. Sithi lala kuhle, lala ngokuthula, uphumlile mfowethu.
UMishek Chizamba ubesele minyaka engamashumi ayisithupha lesithupha yokuzalwa. Ukufa kwakhe kuza kungensuku ngaki wedlule emhlabeni umdlalo wakhethwa ukuba nguye wadlala kuhle ukwedlula abanye ngomnyaka ilizwe elithole ngawo uzibuse ngo-1980 uDavid Mandigora kanye lomqeqeshi wezibambe esijukwini ngo-1985 lapho ama-Warriors athetha khona inkezo yeSekafa uMick Pool. Inhlanganiso ebona ngokuqhutshwa komdlalo wenguqu elizweni yeZimbabwe Football Association nizifa ngamafichane ikupe umbiko itituza imuli ya kuchizambwa wabe mfuwa boga sande Chizambwa la yewaye mkepteni wapinda wakuba mkekechi uikambule Dynamos kanyili kambule sizwe la ma-Warriors umui ukekechi ama mbabali sere chapungu kanyili le pluripo niskatese mkekechi ni mele Studio 7 ngobula wayo ni Joseph Njanji.
It was a Friday my darling, was a Friday. What a Friday, my sweetie. What a Friday, rambling for me there.
Kuliviki uhlelo Woza Fridays lomculi womdumo kamaskandi u-Anthony Chuma owazakala ngegama lokuthi umlandi weshishi. Yena-ke udabuka enkayi esigabeni semathebelele North kodwa kulezi nsuku usebenzela kwele South Africa. Asizweni ixoxa lo Ezra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7.
Ngombambile umlando wechichi elibekise eMzansi esiyadinga uphila lapho wahle wangena kumculo kaMaskandi othandwa kakhulu kwele South Africa. Uvele engubani kanti umlando wetshintshi?
Ngizalwa endaweni yaseNkayi, ngingaphansi kwenduna uMadliwa. Ngifunde lapho emaphasaphasa primary school. Ngineminyaka ewu-27 ngizokwanisa iminyaka ewu-28 mhlaka-7 August.
La
La emiculeni ngisiye ngonyaka ka 2018 lapho ngaqala khona ukuhlabela.
Ukhanya esela amagama amaningi amabiza ngawo abalandeli bakhe kulumculo.
Enkayi sebengiyathi sigama bathi yimsimbi yasenkayi akusenani kodwa mina ngomlandeli wethu sinyona emiyami igama engidume ngalo. Ama album awu 4 plus 4 yesikhiphe ngo April lona odlulileyo okuyesibhizi sigijima ngayo nalana kuma online store
lengoma ngana masende sokhombisa
Ngiyesa,
uthi uthi umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu ngabe ucela usekelo lokuZulu ukuze athuthukise umsebenzi wakhe wokucula.
Cela isupport kathesi ingoma zikaMlandwe ethi zikhona kuma music online stores, iTunes, Amazon nakwamanye futhi amastola akhona. Kungaba kuhle kakhulu sithole sesiqhathiwe sibiza endaweni efana nalezi lapho bazobethenga le business lakho lizobe lihamba. So siyacela ukuthi labantu bakithi besikhulise njengokusikhulisa abasenza khona singabantu abantu.
Umthumo wamaskandi uthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi kwenomzansi njalo uyathengwa ikwenje umlando wetshitshi segxile impani ejo Nibusasele uhlelo woza Woza Friday Balazobe mnandi kini lonke ikamra mungu Ezra Jesus Banda.
Anthony Chuma wazakala ngegama lokuthi ngumlando weshishi obexoxalo Ezra Jesus Banda weStudio 7. Singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela abaphila ngokuzisebenza kobulawayo bathi sebemukele isiqondiso sokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe aseAfrika amanyane ukuthuthukisa umnotho wawo ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kuleli zwekazi. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngekhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.